I'd like to welcome you to the first of what will be a series of process safety podcasts brought to you by the Texas Chemical Council. It is our intent to improve the performance of our industry through the sharing of the expertise that exists within our member companies. I'm Rich Wells, Dow's Vice President of Operations for the U.S. Gulf Coast and Chair of TCC's Process Safety Committee. In this first podcast, I'd like to offer you my perspective on the role of leadership in process safety performance. You know, over the course of my nearly 40-year career, I've come to recognize that strong, effective leadership is the number one determinant when it comes to achieving the highest level of performance. And this is especially true for process safety performance. When I break down leadership, I recognize that courage is one of the most important leadership traits. If you examine all of the great achievements in human history, you will recognize that they came about because someone or some entity demonstrated a high level of intelligent courage. Would humankind have tamed fire, sailed the seas, taken flight, or walked on the moon without a huge helping of courage? I don't think so. Now let's be clear. Courage is not taking ill-advised risks, and it is not acting in a cavalier manner. Courage is the ability to overcome the resistance that is present in all of our organizations such that breakthrough performance occurs. In process safety or any environmental health and safety area, leadership manifests itself by holding everyone accountable to do the proper and safe things. While it's very important to have a strong process safety program, that program will not be effective without firm and active leadership. You may have the best written operating discipline, standards, and requirements, but even the strongest of paper programs becomes very, very weak when it's not accompanied by robust leadership accountability. So what is accountability, and how do you achieve it? Accountability to me means that everyone understands their role, the requirements of their role, and the expectations in that role, and then they deliver upon those expectations. It means that you, as a leader, ensures that everyone who operates your facility has the training, experience, and capability necessary to safely deliver those results. And it means you have the discipline in place to both monitor and improve this training, experience, and capability. A good leader does not simply announce the expectations and then punish those who do not meet those expectations. A good leader does what is required to equip the entire team with the necessary tools and knowledge. A strong leader understands that accountability means taking the proper actions when expectations are not met. This is where courage plays a huge role. It's extremely important that the appropriate and intelligent use of consequences are part of enforcing accountability. These consequences need to be specific and direct. One common mistake that I have seen too many leaders make is applying consequences to a group of employees when the issue is with just one individual. Doing this is a sign of weakness and results in no change in behavior. Now, I'm not just talking about negative consequences. It's important to recognize that there is a spectrum of consequences, both negative and positive. A balance of consequences, if you will. Rewarding and showing appreciation for outstanding performance is equally, if not more important, than a punishment part of negative consequences. Most importantly, in the end, the very best leaders hold themselves accountable above all, and they recognize the reason for any breakdown begins and ends with them. They don't play the victim, and they don't look to place blame for the breakdown. They do what is necessary to avoid the breakdown, and when a breakdown occurs, they take ownership such it will never happen again. Are you an accountable leader? Are you confident a process safety incident will not happen in your facility? If not, please reach out to the Texas Chemical Council. We have the resources and the support standing by. Thanks, and please remain safe.